Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 145, Facebook Settings. So, over the past couple of weeks, probably about a month or so, I've noticed a lot of uptick as far as privacy concerns on Facebook, especially with Facebook Messenger becoming its own app, and as far as location tracking and general tracking and privacy concerns in general. So, while it's not necessarily limited to Facebook, most social networks have some, they're varying forms of privacy issues and concerns. The one way to ensure that your information is less public or more in your control than maybe the default is to jump into your settings. Now, this may not necessarily be a fun or exciting or glamorous means of doing anything, but having them set up in a general way is a good way to make sure that everything is set up accordingly and everything posts according to how you want it. Other privacy concerns, if the stuff is leaked, is not necessarily your concern, but I'm no legal expert or anything like that. But I figure I'd cover for this episode at least some settings that are of importance in Facebook so that you can make sure that all your posts are posted to your to how you want and they go exactly how you, or they show up exactly how you want to show up. So I'll start off, I'm basically going to go through the list. I'm not covering every single setting. I'm basically doing an overview of the ones I generally look at. So the first is login notifications. So you may not want this all the time if you log in and into Facebook a lot. So if you're going to your browser and you close it all the time and you re-log in, or you don't necessarily save your password, but having login notifications set up ensures that anytime you log into your account, you get an email or text message or both saying that you logged in. And if by chance someone happens and gets your password, you want to make sure that you get that email or text so that if you didn't log in, you can look into it and change your password, all of that good stuff. You can also see active sessions and which devices are using those sessions. So if by chance you don't get that notification that someone logged in, or you get it and you want to see how they logged in, you can see how that session was initiated. So whether it was on your personal smartphone or tablet or computer, they all show up here. The other thing to set up or to get going is your privacy settings. So things like who can see your posts, who can send you friend requests, who can look up your profile. If you are like me and you know a lot of people and you have know them from a lot of different places, then you can set up lists, be it as broad or generic as you want. So for example, you can say high school friends, college friends, family, friends, co-workers, that sort of thing, and set up by default which group sees those posts, whether it's one group, select groups, or everybody. So you have that broad spectrum of choices. And then also who can send you friend requests. So if you're getting annoyed by somebody, you can say, don't let anybody send you a friend request. So if you meet someone, you can tell them that you'll initiate the request. And then also things like who can see your profile. So if you want to remain hidden, then you can do that as well so that no one can find you, or if you want people to be able to find you but not add you and that sort of thing. So those choices are there. And the one setting that I actually recently didn't know was enabled by default was, or the specific setting which I'll get into, but locations. So there's two sections here, location history and location services for check-ins. Location history basically lets Facebook see where you are all the time, whether you're using the app or not. And this was on by default, so actually I recently turned this off because I generally don't want, I don't care either way whether they have, whether Facebook or whichever other social network sees where I'm at. But for example, if you don't want it always showing or tracking where you are, you don't feel comfortable with that for whatever reason, you can turn this off as well so that it's not tracking you. I leave location services on though, because every so often, I don't do this often, but if you, let's say, check in on Facebook, then you may want to keep this particular setting on so it is able to access your device's GPS and allow you to check in more easily. So and then, of course, I'm taking this on good faith, as I do with all social networks, that they're not still tracking history if location history is off. But it's up to you if you want to have it on or off. Having it on is also good if you do need to go back and maybe track, I guess. I don't know if you're able to do that, but it may come in handy. But you do have that option. You also have the, or in the settings, there's also the ability to block users. So if you find that you don't want to have someone keeps sending you friend requests and you don't want to add them, or you no longer want to have be friends with someone, you can block users here. I haven't used this myself, so I'm not 100% sure on how well it works, but it's an option that's available. And finally, there's an apps section. So let's say you've authorized apps to access your profile because you wanted to use the Facebook login mechanism, or you're playing games or whatever reason, so you've given them access. And let's say you want to limit how much access they have, or you no longer play that game or use that other app that uses the Facebook login, so you don't want them to have access anymore. You'll go into here and you can edit the settings. So if they say they'll automatically post to the profile, your profile or feed, you can say, well, make it only available to you, or don't post, and you can have access to those settings. And then you can also revoke access. So if you no longer use the app and don't want them to have access to your profile feed, then you can take it out and remove all data that they may have posted. You'll have to obviously re-log in if you want to use that app again and give them access again. But for the time that you're not using it because you no longer use it or aren't using it at the moment, then that is an option as well. So that's really all I wanted to cover. There's a bunch of different settings, so you can always go around, mess around with them, set them up. I find that the best starting place for customizing how you interact with your friends is to set up lists of your friends and only post based on who you want to be able to see those posts. I know it takes, you know, that extra 30 seconds to select who is able to view those posts, but it also, for example, will save you later if there's someone you don't want to see that post, or post may not necessarily be for everybody because it may be something just for your friends, it may be something just for family, or use something you just don't want everybody to be able to see, whether it's on your public profile or if you want it to be something that is limited to just your friends and people who you are actually connected with. So that's really all there's for this particular episode. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, want me to look into something further, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And, of course, in about a month to a month and a half, we're going to have the next installment of the This Working Droid ebook. So if you want to check out the previous ebooks, or know someone who may be able to use them and they prefer ebooks, then have them visit my profile at, or my author profile at, author.patelN01.com. They're all available in the Kindle bookstore, so wherever you can read a Kindle ebook, that's where they're available. They're also all available as part of Kindle Unlimited, so if you know someone who's subscribed to that, they can get it that way as well, so definitely check it out. But that is all for this particular episode. And of course, before I forget, if you want to check out this show and more shows on the Geek.io network, be sure to visit geek-io.com. And of course, if you're traveling internationally and you want to make sure you're as secure as possible, be it using Facebook, doing your personal banking, just accessing stuff online, be sure to check out our friends over at ProXPN. They are very safe and very secure system, allows you to browse the internet very securely, so your personal information stays as secure as possible. So be sure to visit proxpn.com and use the promo code GEEK20, that's GEEK and the number 20, to get 20% off of their already low rates. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.